Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to, it's our Tuesday edition here. It's the 14th. Before you know it, it's going to be St. Patty's Day. That's the 14th of March. And, we've got a rainy day ahead of us. By the way, this is Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment, so I'm here holding down the fort today. Very, very excited about this morning's program. Of course, always taking your calls. If you've got a comment or you have something that's on your mind, give us a call on our hotline at 605-4567. And, of course, going back to the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. In fact, they're going to be on this morning at 8 o'clock, and they always have such wonderful and interesting information. I think we're going to be talking about some of their newest heart procedures. So, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and is fully accredited in the Chest Pain Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're going to hear more about that coming up. But first, let's go to the weather. Wait. Our producer, Liam, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Good for you.
For being up technically at 4:35 a.m., because let's be real, we had a time change. I am awake. Well, I'm so awake.
You know what? I woke up at 4:30 also.
Like real time or?
No, 4:30. Well, actually 4:30.
So you woke up at 3:30.
Well, whatever it was.
That's disgusting.
I woke up at 4:30 and I thought I should probably go back to bed. Because usually when I'm doing the show, I get up at 5:30.
Yeah.
And I have that hour and a half and then I get here like quarter till I come. Mm-hmm. But today, knowing that Carl's on assignment, I wanted to get in and make sure I had everything in alignment. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what day of the week is it? Usually you've got some kind of fun thing that national day of the week.
I'm looking. Let's see. Let's find a cute one. National Children's Craft Day.
Children's
Craft Day.
Craft.
That's cute.
That ties in with, our Turtle Bay. We're going to be talking in just a moment. We're going to go with our girls over at Turtle Bay. But let's go to the weather. Today, heavy rain. 100% chance of rain throughout the day. Oh, you guys. We're so blessed and we're so happy to have it. But, boy, we just kind of have a little, if you could figure out the most perfect scenario, it would be like rain, rain, sunshine, sunshine, rain, rain. We'll take that for a while. But we're just looking for, now, tomorrow will be sunny. So look forward to that. But today it will be high of 44. Overnight lows tonight of 28. I think that might be the lowest of the year. We've had 29. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 46. No. Let me correct myself, because Wednesday night will be 24. Time to go get the blanket back out on the horse. Thursday, sunny with a high of 49. Overnight lows of 27. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 47. Friday night, slight chance of showers and slight chance of rain and snow. 31 overnight low. Saturday, once again, we may have snow, then chance of showers with a high of 48 as we look for the weekend. Looks like snow level is 4,200 feet, raising 4,800 feet in the afternoon. That doesn't really touch us that much, but still in the mountain range. Saturday night, chance of showers with a snow level of 5,100 feet. Sunday, rain and snow with a beautiful day as well. With rain and snow, that's the forecast. Not coming down to Redding with the snows, but in the mountain range. Currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, with me in the studio this morning, I have two lovely ladies that are from Turtle Bay. We have Kathy Fabry and Gabrielle Cervantes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
I'm great. How are
All
you?
All right. So before you got on the show, I'm doing great. So we love everything that's going on with Turtle Bay. And, of course, this weekend, Saturday, is the big Turtle Bay auction.
That's right. Yeah.
One of our biggest fundraisers, if not the fundraiser of the year that helps individual programs out at Turtle Bay. And we were talking about today's National Kids Craft Day. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Turtle Bay has throughout the year are children's programs, which is so interactive and so important. Can one of you please address, since it's that day of the week, some of the children's programs that happen out in the Turtle Bay Museum and out in the gardens?
Yeah, of course. So we have so many education programs. One of the highlights is our Saturday programs. So we have Family Second Saturday, Art Studio Saturday, and Science Saturday. And they're all different experiments, crafts, and demonstrations that families can come to on Saturdays from 11 to 2 in the museum. They're drop-in activities, and they're for kids from all ages. So those are very exciting. We also have our Little Explorers program every Thursday from 10 to 11. This is for 2 to 5 year olds and their caregivers, and there's crafts and music and songs. So it really goes along with the national holiday today.
That's fantastic. I know when I first moved to Reading, there was somebody who, you know, when you move to a new location, you're trying to find your hair, your where you go get your gas, your mechanic, all that stuff. And the gal that did my hair would always talk about how much she loved Turtle Bay, and she had a four-year-old daughter, and she loved to take her four-year-old daughter and do this Explorer program as well as the craft day. And and so this is was my first experience about what Turtle Bay offered through via the person who did my hair, you know, so it was positive. What else goes on out at Turtle Bay? Do you have new exhibits?
We do have 3 very exciting exhibits. First, we have Marine Corps art, and that is on display now through April 30th. And it's Marine combat artists who have submitted their paintings and sculptures. So very cool, very moving exhibit. We also have our West Coast Biennial, which is now through April 30th as well. And those are local artists from California, Oregon, and Washington. It is a juried exhibit. So our juror this year is Shelley Willis. So she's chosen artwork for the competition. So it's a really good variety of artwork, and you can also vote for the People's Choice Award when you're in the museum. And then a more interactive exhibit is Tree Houses, and that is now through May 14th. The kids love that one. You go into the Exploration Hall, and you're like in a giant treehouse indoors. So it's super cool, very interactive. You get to learn about the animals that live in the trees, all the different tracks that they leave, and things like that. So that's super popular with families.
And pretty soon you're going to be starting your outside, I love the live animal show that happens in the, what is it, Paul Bunyan, what is the name of the?
Paul Bunyan.
The Paul Bunyan. I wanted to make sure I was correct on that. It's been a while. It's been a couple years, but it's lovely. And Sharon does such a wonderful job with the animals. And I think we do have a few new additions to the family, and that they will be on exhibit. Usually they've been on exhibit when it comes to the live auction. They'll have, as soon as you're coming in, now I know it's going to be raining, so usually they've got, where they at out on the front before you get in, they'll have they'll be holding the owl, or they'll be the skunk or something like that. And they all have names, and I've forgotten their names because they're all cute pet
hard
names.
Hard to keep track sometimes.
let's talk a little bit about the auction on Saturday night.
Sure. Yeah, we are expecting 450 people in the room, and we did keep the online component, so we're expecting about 900 online bidders this year. Our silent auction actually opened up yesterday, so it's live now. You can bid on all of our silent auction items, and then in the room is our live auction.
So you don't be in the past. Let's just get, because it's a visual for me.
Right.
In the past, you used to have like sections that would be, because it's a disco theme. You may have like tables that represent a name and on that table. But this year, instead of having the table, it's online?
No, we're actually going to have the items in the room this year as well. So if you're joining us for the live auction, you can also look at the silent auction items and bid on your phone. And then at 7:30, when the silent auction closes, just like normal.
Got it. Okay. Well, I've got my meeting tonight because Patrick, John, and I will be emceeing tomorrow. But so, okay, good. But instead of writing the name down like you used to write the name, it's going to be digital.
Yeah, you can bid on your phone. You can actually set a max bid.
Okay. Okay.
And you can walk away, not have to pay attention to
the paper,
like that. Socialize, and it automatically bids for you. So it's
Oh my goodness.
It's great. I've got a couple bids on.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so how do we go to do those bids online?
So you can check out our auction website, turtlebay.org/auction, and that has all of our information on there. You can register, do all the things.
Turtlebay.org. Okay.
Yeah.
Got to take a break. We'll be right back, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. This is a time to make your appointment with Jeff Wurst. If you are putting your heater on, which all of us are doing, and it's been cold outside, this is when the little chip turns into a crack, and he can fix those up to 22 inches. Both Carl and I have had chips fixed in our windshield before, and you can't even see where it's been fixed, and he is really the master of what he does. That's Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, located on Highway 273. We'll be right back on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and also streaming live on KCNR1460.com.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey listeners, celebrate St. Paddy's Day with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an early Irish Benedict, midday Reuben sandwich, or traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner served daily from Thursday through Sunday, March 16th through the 19th. Pair it up with a beer or end with a delicious slice of carrot cake for the perfect treat. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And good morning and welcome back to this Tuesday edition. Yours truly, Linda Bott here. Carl's on assignment. It's the 14th of March, 51 degrees. We have a rainy day ahead of us, and I'll do an update with the weather at half hour. But I'm here right now with two lovely ladies from Turtle Bay. We have Cassie Fabry and Gabby Cervantes. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we're talking about, at the break, you know, it's always this magic. Everybody feels like, oh, I'm off the air. I can talk. No, let's just get back to where we were talking about at the break. And at the break, we were going over some of the auction items. And they do have tickets that are still available. And actually, I think some people maybe are thinking, well, the last 3 years or 2 years, it's been online. Well, this year, going back to the Civic once again, a full-on great auction night, which is so much fun because a room full of people dressed in disco attire because it is called Disco Wonderland.
It is.
So I'm sure you're going to have theme tables, and usually people go all out because, you know, I've been doing this now for, what, over 10 years, maybe longer. Where I've been MC, and it's just so much fun to see people. At Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz, it's been before. Jeans and Jewels, it's been so many different things, but I'm glad you're bringing the Disco Wonderland into. So it says that's this Saturday, and starts at 5:30. And what can you do as far as registering?
So you can go to turtlebay.org/auction, and on that page there will be a button that says register. You can type in all your info and you can check out the silent auction items. They're open now for bidding. We were talking about our hat making class. That's up for bidding right now, which is super exciting. That was donated by Reading Fashion Alliance. You can also purchase tickets through that website. So you go to turtlebay.org/auction, scroll to the bottom, and you can purchase tickets there.
We talked about a couple of these things that if you can't make the auction, you can still donate. I was just going online now with registration. You just put your name and your phone number, email, and create a password where you can get in and see some of the items. But a couple of the things that you talked about, that there's a glass blowing class. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, Casey?
Yeah, so it's going to be with Jason Conrad Art. He's a local artist here, and it's a glass-blowing class that you can bring your family and friends to. You can schedule it yourself. It's a private class, so you're just with all of your friends. And this is one of those unique opportunities. If you have family in town, if you just want to get together with your friends, it's just a fun and really unique activity in Reading. So
we were discussing that at the break, that, you know, when people come to town, or let's say you've got a group of friends or family are coming for a birthday, or they're coming for an event, and there's like 3 or 4 days tagged on, and you're thinking, what are we going to do? Well, there's always things to do in Reading. First of all, there's hiking, there's the bridge, there's, you know, fishing, but if, like, say the weather's like this, and, or it's super hot, and you want to do something, even though you may not think about glass blowing when it's super hot, why not? You know, here's the thing, is that you're going to be able, in this particular situation, where you can do something that's interactive, educational, and blows people's minds, because one day you'll sit down 15 years from now and talk about, remember that time that we took that glass blowing? And can you walk away with an item?
Yes. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Such an art form. And then the hat-making class, how fun, the Fashion Alliance, where you, like a Kentucky Derby-ish, you know, even if you did the Kentucky Derby at your house and you watched it and you all had the magic hats that you made in class. Fantastic. I wonder, I would love to be able to see pictures of that. Want to know who, maybe I'll get invited along with the people who buy it because I would, or I'll buy it because that's just fantastic. All right. So that's this weekend, folks. And there are tickets left over and you get, the individual tickets. The patron tables are sold out, but, with your purchase, you know, of course, all proceeds are going towards, a portion of the proceeds are all going because they have to pay for food, for, some of the special things going on at Turtle Bay. We have a few minutes left. What else do we have to talk about with Turtle Bay?
Well, we would always love to talk about membership. So anything that's going on at the park from our museum exhibitions to any of our Saturday programs that I mentioned earlier, they're all free if you're a member. So it's $90 a year for a family, which is a great deal. You get free admission to Turtle Bay year round. You get discounted tickets for Garden of Lights. If there's like a class at the nursery, or the upcoming spring plant sale, you get additional discounts on that. So it's really a great deal to be a member. So,
absolutely.
And also on the live auction, I understand that you were saying in the live auction will be a Garden of Lights buyout.
Yes. So we'll have a food truck open so you can feed all your guests. We'll have hot chocolate for $500 and a souvenir as well. It's a pretty big.
Oh, that's a biggie.
Yeah. We're excited.
Somebody was really smart in putting that in the auction, live auction, because that, I mean, think if you have a business or a Europe, you know, you try to think about what can I do for my company party? That's it.
That's the ultimate.
Oh, man. How exciting.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, closing thoughts here. Let's talk a little bit. Gabrielle, what brought you to Turtle Bay?
Well, I graduated from Chico State with my degree in event coordination, and I just so happened to hear that the Turtle Bay was hiring for an event coordinator, so I applied and...
Well, good for you.
What's that? I'm from here, so it was great to return back home.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what made you decide to go into special event planning?
Well, my mother, Barb Cervantes, she's a caterer in town.
Did I even put that together? And she's fabulous, by the way. I mean, that woman, I always, when they say Barb Cervantes is doing the food or planning
mom.
It, I always go, it's a done deal. It's already good. It's already golden,
right,
as they say. Okay.
And I worked events with her in the past, and I thought, wow, this would be a great career, you know, avenue to explore, and here we are.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. It's
nice
great
to have that degree under your belt, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting field, but I do really like it. It's great working for Turtle Bay.
It is, and it takes a special kind because it can be moody.
It's true.
But you've got to have that certain personality to be able to deal with the high intensity and the drama and the last minute, like we've got two minutes to showtime.
Yep.
Right?
That's
right.
Can
be okay with that. Now, Casey, how about you? What's your personal story?
Yeah, so I graduated from Sonoma State University last May, and then I started as the marketing coordinator in August. I have my degree in communication and media studies, and I worked at the marketing firm at Sonoma State, so that's what really got me into the field. I love the creative aspect of it. I love writing and social media, so I'm really enjoying what I'm doing, and it's just really great to be a part of Turtle Bay. So,
you know, and we're talking about bright young faces here that are bringing, it's the new passion for Turtle Bay as it grows, as it expands. Seth Magaha, when he came here, I just really love Seth. And Lindsay, I interviewed Lindsay on my Thursday night show, the new CEO that actually takes official place in April. So we'll be, you know, loving Mike Warren and all that he's done, and wishing him well in his, greatly deserved retirement. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Casey, did you move to Redding from Sonoma just for this job?
No. So I'm originally from Humboldt County, and my family moved over to Redding after I graduated high school. So my parents live here, so I just wanted to be close to my family. So.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is really nice.
Years ago when we talked about moving out of California because my family's all in Sacramento, I was like, I can't. I just want to be able to be, even if it's a three-hour, two-hour drive or two-and-a-half, depending. I just need to be close. So I think that's really great. They always say that the girl, wherever the girls will stay close to the family, the guys take off. I don't know. Is that true, Liam?
I don't know. I can't really.
Liam's close to his family. Liam's going to stay close because he's planting his roots. Although he's going to be international, he has been international with his music. Liam will stay close. All right, we're going to go here, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
At Turtle Bay.
Thank
we'll see you Saturday night for this big Disco Wonderland Turtle Bay auction. You can go on turtlebay.org for your tickets. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Free Fire Radio.
is great.
Oh my gosh. I'm like,
talk about my girlfriend. Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. I like that. The 14th of March, pretty soon we're going to be coming up to St. Patrick's Day.
Do you have big plans?
No. This is Linda Bott, and I brought in Sue McClain. Thank you for coming on. Of course, let's a little bit about the weather. It's currently 50 degrees and 100% chance of rain today. Just get over it if you wake up and think. Now, tomorrow and Thursday will be sunny. All right. According to this, we have a high wind warning. I don't know about you guys, but that gust of wind yesterday were there could be local gusts up to 70 miles per hour. Did you see that?
Yes. Yes.
And you do the news every morning. And by the way, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. 7:35 in the morning. Linda Bott, Carl's on assignment. And so we're going to be covering some local things and talking with Sue McClain, who does our 6 o'clock in the morning news. And I love the Sue McClain News Hour because you bring joy. And you read a great, you just do such a wonderful job.
Well, thank you so much. You know, some mornings are easier than others. And some of the stories, you know, really are difficult at times because it really touches close to home. Because, you know, I grew up in Reading, love the area, love, you know, the folks over at the Chamber. They do such a terrific job. And local businesses. And just to see how much Reading is thriving. And I like to report those good stories. It's just hard when, you know, you see these repeat offenders in the news and it's like, come on, this is Reading. But, you know, a lot of times, once again, it's the same criminals and revolving door. And, you know, some of them, they're more heartbreaking than others. And some of the things that happen in national news, everybody knows what's going on as far as inflation goes and how much we're paying at the pumps is too high. And the grocery store and eggs, at least they've dropped,
eggs.
I think, like $2.
I don't know. I paid $6.99 yesterday.
That's so high.
For 18, because okay. I went to Safeway. But, you know, then I went over to Trader Joe's, and I didn't look. But usually you can get a dozen for under $4.
Yeah. But we're paying too much for everything. And the thing is, regardless of what happens, we're not going to see anything cheaper. If anything, it may stabilize, but nothing's going to go down. Everybody thinks, oh, we're going to get through this inflation. It's going to go down. It's not. Where we're at is where we're at. Hopefully, it won't go higher. However, they're talking about, you know, interest rates. It's just so much. And, you know, one thing, though, people ask me, how do you do it? And it's just, I read a lot. I pay attention to what's going on, you know, very well read. And I just try to, you know, pay attention to local events, too, because we have such a great community. We're so blessed to live in this area. And, yes, the weather has been so crazy and lots of havoc lately. But this is my community, and we've wanted rain. We've needed it. We've prayed for it.
Oh, my
gosh. This is an answer to the prayer.
Shasta Lake
filling up. And it's just good to see the good from the rain.
Absolutely. You know? I agree with that because the earth needs to be replenished. We've been through fires. It's been brittle, 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 brittle. And yeah, there will be some runoff and there will be some, you know, debris coming down from the mountains. But if you want to have your earth replenished, then that's part of the deal. And so we're living in, kind of severe weather. Not kind of. We're living in severe weather, but and it's been kind of severe when you think about the fires, the wind, the rain, but we'll take it.
Absolutely. And if you're heading up in the burn scar areas, authorities are saying, hey, try to avoid those areas, okay? Just because they're seeing flooding, it's already starting. We've seen rock slides on Highway 3. If you're traveling in that area, you might want to find an alternate route. If not, you may want to postpone your trip, especially in the next couple of days, at least for today, because we're going to have two really good days. So if you can put it off until tomorrow for any type of traveling, because it's not just here. Like here, yes, we're expecting high winds. They're even saying funnel clouds. Not seeing, but they're saying it's a possibility.
Did you say funnel?
Funnel clouds.
Oh,
okay.
Whoa.
It's a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying just be prepared. Also, if you're heading back east, they've got a nor'easter. So if you are planning on, you know, once again, heading the other direction, expect the weather. It's kind of like it's here, and it's spreading across the country.
Right, because if you go, high wind warning remains in effect to 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. South winds 25 to 35 with gusts to 50 to 60. Local gusts could be up to 70. Now, I could tell you yesterday, I said, God, Carl, what I'm really worried about is that our ground is so saturated, and when these winds happen, that's when these trees topple off because of coming out with the root system.
Right. Oak trees are famous for doing that. And look for down power lines and look for down trees in the roadways and those down branches. And it's in between these storms. Go take a stroll around your property just to be on the safe side. Call your tree person and see if they can come out and trim back those trees. If not, a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to grab my ladder. I can do this myself. No, it's just not worth it. It's worth the investment. Get in line. You know, but if it's a danger and it needs to be immediately addressed, of course, do that. You know, contact PG&E, contact the city of Reading. If you see, you know, hey, this tree is coming in contact with a power line, they will be out there as quick as they can. And hats off to, honestly, PG&E is not at the top of everybody's list. Okay,
right.
It just isn't. But they really are doing their best to recover from what has happened, to do, you know, these people that are working are really going out of their way to help people, and especially the city of Reading. Hats off to the city that keeps the power on.
Absolutely.
I mean, they are rock stars, in my opinion, because how many storms have hit us?
REU.
And fires, and REU is just, they're spot on. They're keeping our power on. The other company struggles.
Right. Now, are you REU?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I had no idea when I moved to Reading that where we would buy would be REU. You don't even think about it. I passion bought our house. However, I realize now being here how blessed we are to have REU because we're close to downtown. So we're on this grid that just we've never lost power.
Right. Right. And
so
we're just lucky.
Do you do homework?
Absolutely, every night.
Do you go through news stations and look to see, okay, I need to be abreast because tomorrow I'm going to go on and talk about, what do you do?
2 hours every night I dedicate. This is after everything is said and done. I dedicate to research. I look through all my emails. I don't know about you, but my emails are 15,000 deep. That's how many emails I get, and I just dump them as fast as I can. Because you have to be able to weed out spam, and it's just impossible these days. But the one things that I do try to, you know, focus on is exactly what's happening, what is impacting, you know, the citizens. Right now, it's the weather. That is like the most number one thing we need to talk about because it's safety. And then I, of course, talk about the stories that are, you know, happening. And you never want a shooting to happen here. But, of course, it's going to show up or the authorities being involved in a separate incident. And those are important. People want to know, hey, what's going on? You know, I salute RPD and the Sheriff's Department for doing the best they can with what they've got. But they are hiring more, and I think that's very important. And it's also important to acknowledge the good things, too. Like they just promoted you know, the Reading Police promoted two officers. I reported that today because I think that's super important. We can't just have all negative.
Exactly.
You have to have the positive. Like, okay, yeah, it's raining and we could see a little bit of flooding, but the lakes are filling up.
Right.
And how blessed we are. Thank God, Jesus, you were awesome.
Yeah.
I just am so grateful. You know, like I said, God's been so good to me and just and my family and the opportunity to come in every morning and talk and, you know, try to just be myself, but also some things come up in the news, national news especially, that is, even though it's, you know, national and it's out of Washington, it is impacting our town. The decisions they're making in Washington will impact our day-to-day lives. But a lot of people say, well, that's there. No. Every day when you pay your bills, when you write your check, when you pay your taxes, that's coming from us.
Right, our economy.
We need to know. And some of the funny stories that come out, too, that I'm just blown away. And I like to report the funny ones, too. But
News of the weird, news of the funny.
So I leave that mostly to you, but every once in a while.
I like that you do that. Know. You bring in your own spin, and you have this special hour, and I like listening to you coming in to the station. I always feel like, and I love how you do this, the best gas prices in town. the least expensive gas prices in town. So I like that those 273, I go out there too. 273, 409, that's what I took away from your show this morning. You know, but the economy too, and we have these banks that are collapsing. That's scary.
Yes, but it appears the government will bail them out as they have done in the past. You can talk, you know, they all say, oh, we're not going to do, politicians, oh, we don't do that. Well, yes, yes, you do, because we can't have the U.S. upside down. I mean, we already are. We're already in debt, trillions of dollars. However, I don't know. Do I agree with it? I don't know. I'm not a banker. I leave that up to them. I went to the bank yesterday and just to check on things. And I said, yeah, it happens, but we're good. Our local banks are good. So if you bank here in town, just give you a heads up. Everybody seems pretty okay.
And isn't that what that FDIC is supposed to be?
It is, you know, to a certain point. You know, I hope, like I said, I'm not a banker, but, you know, we just hope that, that our money's backed up.
Well, again, this portion of the show is brought to you by Community Bank.
There we go.
You know, we bank with Community Bank. We send people to Community Bank, and there's three wonderful locations here in Reading. So if you're looking to, some banks are moving around, and if you know, I'm not without mentioning things. They've been taken over by one bank and then bought out by another bank, and then so Community Bank is a solid bank to go to, where, you know, you're going to see the familiar faces, and you're going to go in there, and they're going to really help, and they are local. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. This is Linda Bott. I'm with Sue McClain for the next 15 minutes before we bring in Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are we in a Michael Jackson kick or something here?
I think we are.
I don't know.
I am.
Yeah, I love his music, you guys. I've always been a huge fan. Forget about the politics and all the other stuff. I can only tell you that, you know, I'm a disco girl, and so I'm excited about Saturday night, which is, you know, disco. And
Did you disco?
Totally.
Did you disco duck?
I don't know if I disco ducked, but I used to. Now I was 19. I think you had to be 21. I'm not really sure, but I didn't.
I doubt that they would have turned you away.
No, they. I mean, you know, it's kind of like I never made it to Studio 54. That was in New York. Never made it to Studio 54.
But you were working already.
Yeah, I was working. Oh, yeah. But we had this disco in Las Vegas that was called Jubilation. And, I mean, every celebrity, every whatever, it was like the same kind of thing. It was very, get in the line. We didn't have to. We had VIP seats right next to the dance floor. And I went almost every night. And it was just kind of music. And dance till, I don't know, till you drop.
Well, okay, who was your favorite celebrity that you met there?
At the disco?
Yeah, at the disco.
Mm.
Just one. Just because I imagine you've met so many over your lifetime.
Oh.
But at that disco, that was the most fun that you remember, you know, being there one night and went, oh, man, what a night.
Wow. Well, you probably don't know of her because she was popular in that era. And her name was Lola Falana.
I know Lola Falana.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She was great. And, yeah, so we had people you probably don't know, some of the rock bands that would perform in town. And you would think, like, what are you doing at a disco? But every night, every now, Toto, bands like that.
So fun.
Yeah, we'd come in. And, you wouldn't see, like, Wayne Newton or Dean Martin, any of these guys.
No.
No. They may be in the up above VIP rooms, but they wouldn't be down on the floor.
No, doubtful. You know?
So, yeah. Anyway, so that was a great time. So I'm here with Sue McClain. This is Linda Bodd. How are you? Carl's on assignment. And we're going to be, you know, covering a lot of good stuff this morning. But mostly I want to go into Sue's background. And let's talk a little bit. How long have you been in radio?
More than 30 years, believe it or not. And it was in the 80s when I first started. And I was I was going to school because I was going to be a lawyer. And
I could see you doing that.
I was working at a title company. And I realized there was an ad in the paper. A friend of mine said, hey, look at this. And it was for a disc jockey. So I went and applied. And it was called Cars. I don't know if anybody remembers Cars 106. That was my first gig. So I worked there, and I did an all-request and dedication show called Lover's Lane. And from there, I went and worked other stations. I worked in Chico. I bopped around and ended up back in Reading. I worked at K9, and I've worked at, you know, different stations. I worked up on the Hill at other stations. But the list is long. I worked for a substantial amount of time for most. You know, it wasn't just, here's a job, I'm gone. Like my last job, I worked on KLXR, for almost 14 years.
Yes, and that's how we know you, because when we came and bought that FCC license from Mike Quinn, it was this little studio right here next to us. It was a dark, you watched this whole thing, and we turned that from like a stack to the ceiling with newspapers into a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Jimbo were here every single day, and I watched the deep commitment factor of what you guys did every single day. You were wonderful, and that was a long period of time. So when KLXR stopped, we said, "Why? What? Please don't go anywhere, Sue. We'd love to have you on our team." And thus, the Sue McClain News Hour.
And I've been here ever since, and I love it. And you know, that's one thing. Being in broadcasting so many years, it's like dog years. You're there for 3 years, it's like 10. And if you don't, you know, because there's always, and it just the industry itself. People are always looking to, if you start out young, they're looking to go to the bigger, you know, areas, the LA and New York, and they want, you know, people want to be famous a lot, and or you get the big money. And I've been offered the big money. I've been offered the big gigs in the big cities, and I am a hometown gal, and I love my town. I love Reading, and I still call it a town, but Reading is growing immensely, and I've, you know, grown along with it. I've learned a lot about myself, about my community, about my church. And I just, you know, every day, and I say this, people know that I'm a Christian, but I became more committed, you know, not only with my walk with God, but to others, to like share my love. And I think part of that is, you know, speaking and talking and doing my job and being able just to, you know, report the news every day, I think is just, once again, a blessing. It's been for my family. I've been able to, you know, spend time with the kids as they grew up. I was done early in the day, 10 o'clock, my day was over. Now it's long because the kids are all grown up. And, you know, my daughter, she went away to school. She went to New York. She went to Sarah Lawrence College in New York. And that was rough on mom because it was all the way across the country. But then she
You were proud of her because that's a named college.
Absolutely. And
prestigious. So,
right. And she changed because she was going to doing the movies. She wanted to do a set design, be a set designer.
Ooh.
And then she changed her mind. And so she went to Monterey and they decided that, well, they didn't offer what she was looking for because she wanted to make maps. This is the best description I have. So my daughter, Trisha, she makes maps. And my son, he works for an orthopedic group in town. And our oldest, they're my stepchildren, but I still love them dearly. One's a CHP officer. The other's a CHP dispatcher.
Ooh, so, important work all the way around.
Very proud of my children. They are my children. And I just think about them and I want to cry just because I am so proud. And they've been part of, you know, my job through the years, because I remember bringing them in, you know, in their baby carriages to the radio station when I was working, or, you know, my kids would, you know, sleep in a sleeping bag until I got off the air. And then, you know, we'd go and spend the rest of the day. I'd record and they were with me. So I just kind of had them on my hip. And I thought this industry gave me that and gave us those memories. And so I was able to, you know, work in radio and then spend the rest of the day with them, pick them up after school and still, you know, have that life, go watch them play their sports. My daughter was very into all the sports and my son played golf and football and went to Enterprise. My daughter went to Enterprise and I went to Shasta. So it was a little hard the first couple years, but then I'm thinking, you know, it's okay because it's just.
You were working. Are excellent in your field. You know everything about radio. We know that you can produce, you do commercials, you do voiceovers, you write, you sell, meaning that, you know, you can provide people with sports packages here with our station. You know exactly how to fit where, in our traffic department. But more so, you're in the radio business, it's not always so glamorous. People think, oh, it's glamorous, but there's a lot of field work, there's a lot of electronic work. I mean, you're the first one to understand that sometimes with our AM and our FM, things happen with signals, things happen with satellite, things happen. And you've always just are a champion. You just roll with it.
Exactly.
What else are you going to do?
It's all these hats because you have to be the engineer. Then you're the director, writer, producer, you know, editor. You want everybody to sound terrific. You want to do the right thing for the client. And you want to make the owners proud.
Well, I just want to say we are very proud. You are a golden ticket in our lives. But I will say that I want to share with our listeners in this last minute. Nobody writes the news for Sue. Sue does the news. Sue creates what you hear every single morning. She's studied. She practices. She wants to deliver. And we are so proud to have you, Sue. Never miss the Sue McClain News Hour every morning, 6 o'clock a.m. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Linda.
You are treasured.
ACF.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. The start of a winter storm with heavy wet snow led to hundreds of school closings, canceled flights, and thousands of power outages in parts of the Northeast. The storm's path includes parts of New England, upstate New York, northeastern Pennsylvania, and northern New Jersey. Consumer price increases eased slightly from 5.5% in January to 5.4% last month. Despite the decline, figures still pointed to an elevated inflation rate. Depositors withdrew savings and investors broadly sold off bank shares as the federal government raised to reassure Americans that the banking system is secure following two bank failures. Laura Guerin waited outside a Wellesley, Massachusetts branch of Silicon Valley Bank yesterday morning.
Everything's insured, so we're not worried.
Guerin's comments were aired on WCVB. There's been another outbreak of tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
South Korea says North Korea has test-launched a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. The country's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the launch was made Tuesday morning, but did not offer further details, such as how far the missile flew. A day earlier, North Korea said it had test-fired two cruise missiles from a submarine. The launches came after the U.S. and South Korean militaries began their largest combined field exercises in years on Monday. I'm Norman Hall.
A class action lawsuit is being filed against the parent company of Silicon Valley Bank, its CEO, and its chief financial officer, saying the company didn't disclose the risks that future interest rate increases would have on its business. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing the first federal limits for harmful forever chemicals in drinking water. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead in 395 points. The NASDAQ is up 223, while the S&P 500 is ahead by 68. More of these stories on townhall.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? Please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A renowned Chinese SARS whistleblower has died.
Han Yanyong was a retired Chinese military doctor who, in 2003, publicized the full extent of the SARS outbreak. The Communist Party had been very secretive about the spread of the disease. He was later placed under house arrest for his outspokenness. He has died at the age of 91.
Correspondent Joe McDonald reporting. Former Colorado Representative Pat Schroeder has died at the age of 82. Schroeder's former press secretary says Schroeder suffered a stroke recently and died last night at a hospital in Florida, the state where she had been residing. Schroeder was the first woman elected to Congress from Colorado. She went on to serve 12 terms. She became one of the most influential Democrats for two decades, but never chaired a major committee. She was best known for getting a family leave bill passed and providing job protection for care of a newborn. News and analysis at townhall.com. Lawmakers are asking the State Department to issue a travel advisory related to medication.
It follows a Los Angeles Times investigation into counterfeit pills. 70% of pills sold to the newspaper's reporters were contaminated by fentanyl, methamphetamine, or other powerful drugs. It's become an issue of life and death as a growing number of Americans cross the border each year to buy cheaper medications. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Australia's defense minister says a deal to buy nuclear-powered attack submarines from the United States was necessary to counter the biggest conventional military buildup in the region since World War II. Australian officials say the deal will cost up to $245 billion over the next three decades and create 20,000 jobs. It comes at a time that China is rapidly building up its own military. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our 8 o'clock edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and streaming on KCNR1460.com. We're going to do a quick read with the weather and let's see what it looks like here. Okay, it's raining. Because I just lost my link. No, it's currently 51 degrees in the downtown studio. So I think we're going to have, today it's going to be around, let's see, we've got our overnight lows of 39. And again, like it's 51 degrees. It looks like tomorrow we're going to have a high of 62. Tomorrow is going to be sunny. Now, we do have a high wind advisory with gusts. Local gusts can be up to 70 miles per hour. This just does not feel real. But if you were in those gusts yesterday and in the thunderstorm, you know what I'm talking about. So just be mindful in the fact that you want to tie your things down. And again, when you heard Sue in the earlier hour, the oak trees, be mindful about low-hanging trees with the dampness in the ground and the high winds. That's what we're looking at. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be, again, sunny with the overnight lows of 39, highs of 62. Thursday calls with a high of 66, overnight lows of 40, and then we go into some lower temperatures in the nights as well coming up this week. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we always say that our weather and our news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Group, but why even tell you that when we've got them right here in the seats, in the hot seats here on our morning show? Carl's on assignment, so I'm going to take over, and I am thrilled to have not only Lynn Ann Foster, but Casey Fatch at the microphones this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to be here on this wet Tuesday.
Yes, on this absolutely. Wet Tuesday, present, and I love the fact that we've got some announcements to make, some new, methods, procedures.
Yep, sure.
New great information of what Shasta Regional is bringing to the North State. When people say, oh, we don't really have, some people, naysayers, will say we don't have good medical care here. Well, think again, because you have what they call a three-heart system. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Yeah, we are able to say now we have a a structural heart program, which means that we offer three heart procedures that Shasta Regional Medical Center only offers in our region. And it now comprises of our TAVR procedure, CardioMEMS, and newly, as of 2 weeks ago, the Watchman procedure. And Casey can speak to the details of that. Right. But it's a full embodiment of heart procedures that are really beneficial to patients, only available at Shasta Regional Medical Center between Sacramento and Southern Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah, the real positive, the real positive for them is that they are
introduced venously instead of having to have a thoracotomy, where back in the day when before these procedures were out, you would have to have a thoracotomy procedure to have either a aortic valve installed or have a the left atrial appendage taken care of for patients with atrial fib. And that's the newest procedure that we're doing, which is the Watchman. You've probably seen it on TV.
Well, break it down for us.
Yeah, it looks like a little small basket, tiny, tiny basket. And what it is, we basically put it into the femoral vein, the right femoral vein, and we do what's called a transseptal perforation between the septum of the atria. And we go from the right atria to the left atria, and there's an area down in the bottom left of the left atrium. That's called the atrial appendage, and there's not a lot of blood flow around there when the heart is in atrial fib, and that's where the clots form. And that's why people are 5 to 6 times more likely to have a stroke when they have atrial fib, and that's why they're put on blood thinners. Well, patients that don't tolerate blood thinners very well can have this procedure now, and then they can be off of blood thinners for the rest of their life. They don't have to take blood thinners. And so that's a big deal because, you know, number one, I don't know, I've known people on blood thinners, and, you know, the paper cut, you know, or you cut yourself shaving or, you know, something like that is a big deal. So, and then the GI bleeds, people having, you know, can get a GI bleeds and other types of bleeds in their body because of the blood thinners. So for us to be able to offer them a solution to get them, they'll still have atrial fib, but they won't have to worry about having strokes.
And so that's an interesting thing. Let's talk about the Watchman. Is that named after the person who invented it, or?
No, you got me there. I don't think so.
Okay, because sometimes, you know, when Dr. Kahn has these yearly medical conferences, it's very interesting. People come from all over the world. I know that he's had, very interesting speakers that come in that have been on the cutting edge of. One of the guys, I think, started, I wish I could think of the name of it right now, but anyway, so that's why I was wondering if Watchman was about that. But yeah. I think that, what are the other two?
So
when
the
you
other
talk
two
about the cornerstone the, of the three.
So the first one that we started that about a couple of years ago. And that's the TAVR program, the transaortic valve replacement. And basically, again, that was a procedure where you had to have a thoracotomy and have your valve replaced. And that's a pretty extensive surgery.
Can you tell our listeners what the thoracotomy is?
Sure. They basically take a bone saw and go down your sternum.
Okay.
And
that's the zipper.
That's the zipper.
Okay.
Right. And so now we're able to just go through the right femoral vein, artery, and then up the aorta, and basically cross the valve and just deploy the valve in place. And it can be, if it ever goes bad, it can be replaced just as simple. You don't have to take it out. You just put another valve right inside it and it goes back to work. So there's a, and that's pretty far and few. That doesn't happen very often, but, if it's in there long enough and we're coming up to people having them in for 10 or 15 years at this point. So it's a great technology. It enables us to allow people not to have to go down to Sacramento or San Francisco. And again, they're not just going down there one time for the procedure. They're going down for an assessment. Then they come back home. They go down for the procedure, stay overnight, come back home, and they have to go back down in a week. So the three trips.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And I was surprised that we did 100 in our first year. And I projected 50, and we have pretty good pretty good intelligence software that we can figure out, you know, how many procedures are being done where and where they're from. And the cardiologist told me, I said, you know, we've done twice the number. Why are we doing so many? Where did all this come from? And they said, well, you know, it's hard to get people to travel for distances like that. They would just rather just not have the procedure.
Mm.
But yeah, and I got to tell you, That was hard for me to accept. I was like, boy, I'd get in the car and drive to New York if I had to. You know, it's wonderful being alive, but I just don't think sometimes people understand or, you know, and so it's, we see the same thing with lung cancer. So we're coming out with something for that. shortly.
Or colonoscopies. Right. Colonoscopies. You know, we notice that people just don't want to.
Boy, I got to tell you, that's the one. This is colonoscopy month, you know, colon cancer month. And that's, you know, when you hear it affects 7% of people, somebody said to me the other day, maybe a couple years ago about that. And I said, well, it doesn't sound like a lot. And they're like, that's a lot. That's a big number. 7% of the population gets colon cancer is a big number. And so, you know, you gotta get screening. I can't.
Right. And you know, people, I understand it that there are people who just don't want their orifices.
It's not hard. You don't even know.
It's not. And I tell everybody we all have parts.
It's so easy.
If you get your teeth cleaned and your teeth worked on, all of your organs matter. And you have your teeth cleaned for a certain for a certain reason, because the plaque and how your mouth is so important with the rest of your body care. So why wouldn't you have your breasts, have a breast examination, have a colonoscopy, do the preventative care? It's vitally important.
And the main takeaway, though, honestly, is, you know, once you come out, wind up with that disease, it's a lot worse than the screening process.
Right. Got to take a break on this note. We're going to come back, talk more about the Watchmen and the second part of the three
CardioMEMS.
Yes. Yeah. And so this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225, one of our favorite places to go. They've been one of our sponsors since day one. We had our wedding rings made there, and they do prong replacement, watch repair, loose stone work, anything that you want, estate jewelry. They're great, and locally owned as well. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is Linda Bott. I'm here with Shasta Regional. We're talking about the Watchman procedure, which is brand new. And did you know that over 200,000 plus people with AFib have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman implant? More on that when we get back from these messages.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Thank you to all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
And welcome back to our morning show here at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Linda Bott here, sitting in on this Tuesday morning. I love the fact that I can do this, and Carl is on assignment. It's raining big time outside, going to be high, a 51, but 100% chance of rain. We are under a wind advisory, by the way, with gusts from 50, maybe even up to 70. But we're looking out the window right now. We're not seeing a lot of wind, but there is a wind advisory. And, of course, we know last night we were really hearing the gusts of wind. We sleep with our window open, believe it or not, and we have chimes. And they were definitely a chiming away last night. I love the power of commercials because I'm here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center and Group and all of everything Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Lynn Ann Foster, who is head of all publicity and HR. What's your official title?
Director of Marketing and Communications.
Director of Marketing and Communications. But we've got a couple things that we're going to be talking about with recruitment and HR and all that. But let's go back to where we first were in the segment about the three heart procedures that Shasta Regional does here locally, where you don't have to go down to Sacramento, and it's here. The number two thing that we haven't talked about yet is the TAVR, whatever that is. Could you explain that, Casey?
Well, we just did that one. That was the that was the one that was to replace the aortic valve.
Okay. Yeah, we did the first one. Yeah.
And then the second one is the CardioMEMS. And that is a small implantable device without a battery, so it doesn't have to be replaced. And basically that, again, goes in through the right femoral vein. And basically is placed permanently inside the pulmonary artery of the patient. And what that does, this is for patients that have chronic CHF and have multiple hospital admissions for their CHF. And believe it or not, what this thing does is it monitors the PA pressure on a real-time basis. And that's PA pressure is important because it can raise 5 days before you need a hospital admission. That's how long it takes for the symptoms to manifest. And so what happens with that is the cardiologist monitors that pressure real time in their office and can get out ahead of time and have the patient take more diuretics or come in and have their medications adjusted. And it cuts down on readmissions for congestive heart failure by 54%. So for us, it's more of a preventative. We're trying to get it out there, get people on the system so where we can monitor them much more closely, especially the real fragile CHF patients. And it's taken off. We're definitely starting to see more adopters, which are more providers are starting to perform it. But you get to a point where, you know, there's big monitors in their office. It looks like you're in Cisco Systems or Qualcomm or something, and they've just got these huge monitors with all the patient's information on them. And the patient just has to lay down on this pillow and hold this thing up to their chest, and it goes right through the Wi-Fi system into their doctor's office real time.
It's great.
And I've already heard three or four stories about people being intervened and kept out of the hospital. And that's what we're here for.
Right. And if any of the listeners want to jump on our website, there's pictures and video of that. It's an actual pillow. The patient gets to take home with them, and they lay on it, and like Casey was saying, it monitors in real time automatically, and they get a phone call if anything's going on.
So this would be under the cardiac services?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because I'm looking on, you know, featured services,
right.
Behavioral health,
right.
Lab services, Nacho Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's interesting.
Fantastic program that Casey's put together.
Yeah, and we're also going to be enhancing that shortly. That's the one that we've talked about with the low-dose CT for smokers.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed it recently. You could be a 20-pack-year smoker, which means one pack a day for 20 years. And you are asymptomatic, 50 to 74. And there's one other criteria for it. 50-74. And if you've quit smoking, it could be within 15 years. And so what happens is we have a specially certified scanner by the American College of Radiology that instead of a regular chest CT, which is a lot of radiation, this is a low-dose screening CT, which you can have every year. And it doesn't it's significantly less radiation. So you want to make sure if you're going to go to a place that it's certified for low-dose CT because radiation is cumulative and
right.
You can only get so much of it. And so what that does is it allows us to pick up stage one and stage two cancer where it can be there can be surgical intervention, and the curing it's a lot. Again, this is, goes down to screening. You get stage three or four where you're symptomatic. Yeah, it's not going to be a very good time for you. And the outcomes are much better when you catch it earlier, just like breast cancer with mammo.
And people can see if they qualify for a free screening. The criteria is on our website.
Okay, that's interesting.
There are free screenings available.
I would not put nodule with, because, you know, we always, as singers, talked about if you've got nodules in your throat. I don't think of it in the
lungs.
So that was kind of interesting, like a nodule clinic. Okay, so I was definitely enlightened there. Casey, as CEO of Shasta Regional, you think about all of these programs and what you want to bring under your leadership, and there's only so much time. And then there's procedures that you have to go through in order to bring, just like Lynn Ann said, you brought the nodule clinic idea to Reading under Shasta Regional.
Right.
So how do you prepare or find out or educate yourself to go to the next level to figure out, okay, now here's where we are. This is what I want to do next. And then there, of course, we all know that it takes time and the elemental aspect of what it is to get certified, et cetera.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you one thing that's been nice working with this company, Prime Healthcare, is they're very receptive to out-of-the-box thinking and new ideas and new technologies and making sure that it's the right thing for the patient and not just a gimmick. And so a lot of the leadership that I work with at Prime are physicians. And so that makes it a lot easier. I've worked for companies that some of the people didn't even have a clinical background. And you want to talk about difficult to have a conversation about a new piece of technology. It makes it very difficult. So that's been a pleasure. But again, working with the doctors, they're always got their ears to the ground for a new piece of technology coming out. Is going to make sense for their patients? Do they practice in that area? So I think for me, the Watchman, I saw a TV commercial on it for a couple of years ago, and I was like, I should read up on that. And it turned out to be something that we wanted to implement. But, you do see some medical device commercials on the TV as well. But then a lot of the times there'll be bulletins coming out from the government. The Federal Register will come out with a new, ruling on a piece of device or some type of stent technology, whatever it is that you might want to take a look at. So, but then you just got to prioritize everything. What's going to be easier to start? What's the community need? Because that was one of the things that we really started doing when we got here together in 18 was sit down and look and see what people are leaving the area for, and then looking around saying, we've got talented medical staff. They just need the tools, and so we just went out and got them the tools. So, that's been that's been real successful.
Yeah, one of the great things about Casey as a leader is that he's very open to new ideas. But when he hones in on something, he's a dog with a bone.
Yeah,
he's
going
to make this happen.
He's like talent quad coming down in and taking for the kill.
Yeah.
He doesn't stop.
I got to say, we started Tavern in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Nobody starts programs in the middle of the pandemic.
Right?
But you have to think, like you said, outside the box, because we're going to get out of this, and where do we go from here?
So there's a roadblock. He figures out a way around.
We'll figure it out.
He figures it out 100%. And that being said, speaking of the Taver, we are now jumping forward. Our 200th Taver is going to happen next month. So that's going to be a celebration.
That is a celebration.
And, you know, to Casey's credit, we moved right through it, through the pandemic, and here we are.
Fantastic.
And it's patients right here at home that don't have to go anywhere. They can be around their family. They can go home as soon as possible. They don't, you know, it's just all of the things.
And then, by the way, you know, a lot of those patients that were going down to San Francisco and Sacramento for TAVR evaluation, they were keeping them down there for the surgeries, too. And so we've seen our surgical volume go up to where if these people don't have to go down for surgery, they can stay here. And so there's just been a lot of positive phenomena.
Yeah, and we all know that we heal better when we're home. 100%.
You don't want to be in a car.
No. And when we first moved here, we had heard of so many people through the VA, through anything that had to leave the Reading area. And so we're so happy to see this come to fruition. It's 8:30 in the morning. We do have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Shasta Regional Medical Center. I would like to, when we come back, we are going to be talking about recruitment and your community involvement, but I do want to talk about your wound care. You got some things that you have, been evaluated with par excellence on, Shasta Regional's, wound care, et cetera. And emergency room. Those are things that people need to hear about when we come back here on KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. Cheers, only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. We're the apps, are the tools, and the music is the stimulus with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you
thanks for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
All right. Welcome back to our morning show here. I couldn't be more thrilled to have two people I completely admire and respect with us on this morning, Tuesday. On the 14th, pretty soon it's going to be St. Patty's Day. What are you doing to celebrate? I know that on the Saturday night, you all have a table and we'll be doing the Turtle Bay, auction, which
disco
is disco themed. Yeah. And I love being part of this, event. It's one of the biggest events. And again, great things happening in our community always. We love to see the community grow. And with that, our mindset and what we're doing with, you know, our health and wellness in Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing that, that very thought process to, many of our community members here. With us is Casey Thatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, as well as, Director of Marketing, Lynn Ann Foster. We've discussed the three heart procedures that are, prominent here in the community and doing wonderful things, as well as your 200th TAVR.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, which a procedure, which is nice to hear that things are staying local, mm-hmm. because you heal better when you're at home or close to home and your loved ones can come and visit you and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But can we briefly touch on the wound care, and you have a couple new providers?
Well, yeah, we have a couple new providers at Shasta Regional Medical Group, so we are taking new patients. Do you have the number for that?
Yes, I can. In just one moment.
So that means that where people are saying,
right.
my doctor's retiring, I don't have a doctor anymore. You've got two new, and that's part of that recruitment thing you're talking about.
Yeah, well,
people want to have a lifestyle. They come to Redding. They want to raise their families here. And
yeah, we have one that's back that came back to join us. We have another one that started, and then we have a third provider that's going to be starting probably in a couple of months. And then we have a internal medicine physician that will be joining us in our Anderson site, because remember, we do have an Anderson site now. And so that'll give us some internal medicine bandwidth down there. And that's to go along with the GME program that we're starting for the graduate medical education program for internal medicine. And we are looking at this point. It's a 3-year residency, and we're gonna start out with 8 PB1s, PY1s. They're called program year ones. And then we're actually, I was told the other day, we're also going to take 4 program year twos. So we'll start out of the gate with 12 residents. And just hit the ground running with that program.
So the residents come from, they're just getting
out of from anywhere.
They're coming out of medical school,
yeah.
Right, so which could be anywhere in the country, mm-hmm. and then they do a residency in internal medicine, is
correct.
What you're saying.
Yeah, you could do one in family medicine, you could do one in internal medicine defense, and then sometimes the internal medicine doctors go on to, in fact, most of the time, they go on to do GI or cardiology or mm-hmm. something like that, that type of a specialty. But then some, you know, if we can at least keep 2 a year here, that would be a big win. And just the thing is just getting people exposed to Redding.
Right.
That's the number one. Because once they're up here, you know, everybody starts, you start to appreciate it. But if you're just here on a weekend and trying to look around, it doesn't, and you've got a significant other and you've got all that stuff to take into consideration. It can be a tough sell sometimes. But once you're up here and
it gets under your skin.
It does.
It's going to be a great program.
Right. Right. I'm excited to hear that. Yeah. You know, my brother is, an internal medicine, anesthesiologist that specializes in pain management. And I've been saying, you know, move up to Reading. Would you please come up to Reading? Because I could see him doing something like that.
Sure.
In an internal, like being at this stage in his life, being a mentor, you know, in that kind of work.
Yeah.
But anyway, so anyway, your wound care.
Linda, can I just jump into our medical groups?
In Anderson.
Reading and Anderson. We are taking new patients, and the phone number, get your pencils ready.
All right.
For both either location, 530-605-4260. And that number can hook you up with either of our locations in Reading or Anderson.
That might be an interesting live read for us to do.
Okay. I will get you some.
Yeah,
I'll get you something to read.
So where in Anderson? I'm trying to visualize where this is.
It's down on East Street, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right in downtown Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Okay. Yeah. And then so that's great for people.
Well, and it's just a beautiful facility, too. The guy just, Dr. Manton did a fantastic job.
And he's still there.
And he's still there.
Yeah.
He'll be there for another 5 years to help us get it ramped up. And
great
I don't
staff.
Know if you've met him. He's just the nicest guy.
We need to have him on and talk about this. Yeah, we go all the way to Corning on this radio station.
Right.
So there's people who, you know.
Sure.
I know Trish Clark on Thursday always says, you know, it's bored. You know, we got a whole Anderson and Cottonwood area.
Right. There you go.
So let's go into, and I don't know why this is important, but let's go into your emergency services. And you guys have been rated very highly in this department.
Yeah. 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 We're, you know, I'll be honest, currently we're seeing – from a volume perspective, not quite what we were pre-pandemic. And then we've got some staffing issues. You know, unfortunately, the industry is suffering from people are out taking, you know, traveler jobs. But those rates are starting to come back down, and we're starting to see people come back into the hospitals that used to work for us. And so we think, we'll get those wait times down. We're not sitting on our hands. You know, I know that some people out there have experienced some of those wait times, and that's something we're not proud of, but we're working on it. We'll get it taken care of.
Well, that's great. You know,
one of the things that Casey did in terms of that is two things. We have a section in our emergency room that it's fast track. So if you're not like emergent, like a chest pain or anything like that, like broken arm or fever for a couple of days, we have space for you there, which will speed up your wait time. We have also implemented something called Get Care Now, which you can get on our website and make an appointment. We do screen those because we want to make sure that it's not something that you're going to need to come in for right away. But you can make an appointment and get in line and wait at home and then be seen in our fast track area. And that's something that Casey's really worked hard on developing for patients.
All right. Those are wonderful programs. Yeah. And how about the wound care?
Wound care, we basically have pretty much retooled that program. So we have providers, physicians that do oversight each day, different day of the week. And so we have, some days we'll have a general surgeon, some days we'll have a vascular surgeon, some days, podiatry, and then also orthopedic surgery. And it just depends what type of a wound injury and where you have it on your body or what specialty you should see that we'll schedule you on that day. We do a lot of, we've got 100% healing, which is pretty impressive. And we are able to, if a patient does need to have surgery, we can have it addressed immediately because the provider is on the premises. So that's something that we're able to get people taken care of right away. And then we also get people in, if they call, we get them in the next day. There's no waiting. There's no 2 week wait, none of that kind of stuff.
Well, when we look online and we see the awards and accreditations, I mean, the list goes on about the 5-star recipient. That's something to be very proud of.
Mm-hmm. Patient safety.
For patient safety, yeah.
I mean, that's just,
Wonderful. I think that's 8 years in a row, too, right?
Yeah.
From
yeah.
15 to 20.
Five-star recipient. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, before we take a break, let's talk about you. We did discuss recruitment. Do you have anything more that you would like to add on that topic?
Well, just in all of the amazing programs that we offer, if you want to be a part of any of those teams, check out, again, our website and our human resources page. We're hiring. Our human resources department is expanding because we are hiring so much. Send over your resume. And also on our social media and our website, you can look for which Wednesdays during the month we have a walk-in Wednesday where you can literally walk in with your resume and potentially get an offer right there on the spot. So we make it really easy to join an amazing team.
Really?
And we streamline the onboarding process. It used to take 3 to 4 weeks, and we were just like, guys, people will get another job before 3 to 4 weeks. So
walk-in Wednesday.
It's been very successful, I have to say. I was a little skeptic at first.
Somebody may be visiting and go, you know what, impressive. I kind of like this area. Let me just check it out.
We actually
get a job offer?
I think that happened one time. We actually
had that happen with a pharmacist.
Because
I was sitting there with him, and I'm like, why do you get scrubs and stuff when you're on vacation? In a lab coat? He goes, well, you never know. It's like, okay. All right.
He was here.
He goes, I just heard the thing on the radio, and I just came over to check
it out. My gosh.
Right? Yeah.
See, that's the magic. That's the magic of radio. Yeah. That's the magic of spontaneity, first of all. And being open, you know, like maybe somebody's looking they may be a traveling nurse and they're like, you know what, I need to find a home base.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And how cool of us that when you walk in, you want to work there. I mean, it's just a warm, welcoming environment for patients and the people that work there.
More on that when we get back after these messages on KCNR.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art,
1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, courage, commitment. Marine Corps art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Killing me with all my faves. Hey, welcome back on this final segment here on KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Linda Bach. Carl's on assignment. But it's been wonderful. I've had a great morning with Turtle Bay, and then I interviewed Sue McLean about her news hour and how she does that fresh every single day. Nobody writes the news for her, and so she brings that to you at the 6 o'clock hour. As well as this last 8 o'clock hour with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Casey Fatch and Lynn Ann Foster. Welcome back. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, Judy, I was with her last week because I'm trying to figure out Medicare. And I hate to say it, but it's banging on my door. And anyway, so she was really wonderful. In that office, we'll sit down with you because she's saying we need to sit down. And as things change with all of your insurance needs, you know, because we have work insurance and we have car insurance and we have life insurance. And as we grow older or things change, she has different programs in time. So, you know, when you're re-upping and you're looking into changing whatever you're doing, I would highly recommend Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's located at Hilltop Drive, has a great team, 221-0441. And coming back, we were discussing Doctor's Day, which is March 30th. What's happening?
Well, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate our medical staff. We do it once a year. And it's just to show that we appreciate them, and we always do that all year round regardless, but this is just kind of a special day for them, and so it's pretty exciting. It's fun.
It's a national day where physicians are recognized, and we go a little above and beyond our typical everyday things.
You guys have a little in-house party?
Yeah.
Is it daytime or nighttime?
Daytime. Nothing ever good happens at night. So.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's just say for everybody listening, you've got to rest because the next day you have to be present for your procedures.
That's right.
We're going to do a catered lunch from Carnegie's downtown.
Oh. So,
something a little different and special for them.
That'd be nice.
We do gifts, and they come into the doctor's lounge at their convenience, and we just recognize and thank them.
Yep. So let's talk about some of your community involvement, because you oftentimes will be brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You always have a table, you always have a presence, but let's talk about some of your community involvement.
We work hard to be intentional about the things that we support in our community, and it turns out that there's a lot of things that we intentionally want to support because there's so many wonderful organizations and causes that match our mission and vision at Shasta Regional Medical Center. The one that's coming up first on the calendar immediately is Turtle Bay Auction.
Right.
Really excited about that event being back and in person. So, of course, we'll have a table there and support that facility in our community because it's so important, all the things that they offer.
Well, as well, when you're recruiting people, what do we have here? We have a museum.
Yes.
We have this wonderful park. We have the Arboretum.
Yes.
And they're constantly growing, just like, you know, Casey's implemented so many things. I interviewed Lindsay Myers, the new CEO, last Thursday on my Thursday night show, and she's going to bring a lot of punch and bang as well with some things that they're doing in the Arboretum. the summer with concerts and shows and extended hours and all kinds of wonderful things. So, yes, Turtle Bay is a wonderful asset.
Right.
When people are considering to move here.
They are evolving so beautifully, and they are definitely something that we use to recruit outside of the area, and they just have done a phenomenal job. So, of course, we want to support them and support what they do.
And then, like you said, coming up, we've got Cool April Night.
Yep, Cool April Nights are always there. Casey loves it.
Yeah.
Typically
you love
a judge.
Your car.
I'll be the judge. I'm one of the judges.
Yeah. Oh. Really? Yeah. So how do you go about, do you have a day, a week, or is it for the,
For the Saturday event,
for the
big show.
Yeah.
And I take contributions directly to my Uncle Pay, so. No, I'm just kidding. But, I certainly, it's a fun day just to go out and walk around and look at all these great cars and, you know, and then I wind up usually driving home with a trunk full of tools that I bought, but for no reason at all. But, you know, it's just a fantastic event. So that's
all right. And then we have, also you partner and do wonderful things with the 75th year of the rodeo.
So excited to support that. Absolutely. That's incredible that it has been going on for 75 years here. And we are honored to be a part of that this year.
Now,
Every year.
Do you have a Shasta Regional, like one of those booths up on top that you do, or do you have a night that you bring in all your staff or what?
Yeah, we're going to do a night. So we will represent.
You will represent.
We will represent.
That sounds great.
In our jeans and boots. Yeah.
Well, that brings us to May. What else is going on?
So May is hospital month.
Yeah.
So
yep.
That we
employee
got
hospital month.
Every week, all month long, there's something to recognize and honor. Nurses Day is the first week.
Yep.
Nurses Week is the first week, and then Nurses Day at the end of that month. And where would we be without our nurses? I mean, could not function.
Yep.
No.
No, we can't.
Our daughter is a hospice nurse, and she is a manager of, how many people doing hospice nursing. So you think about that. I mean, that's, you know, first of all, anybody who specializes in nursing, whatever they go into, it's like, where would you be without your nurse?
Right.
I mean, I can tell everybody, and I've said this on the air, is that I've never been hospitalized. I said this as yesterday when I had blood drawn. I was never hospitalized in my life until 4 years ago, and then was at Shasta Regional. I was in the emergency for, they were trying to figure out what it was. So I had both arms open, and they were taking, what do you want to call it, cultures and blood. Like, what is this? And I had this runaway infection, and then I was admitted. So it was just kind of weird during COVID with the white hazmat suits. Husband couldn't come in.
Right.
And you took care of me. I felt cared for in the hospital. And yeah, there were all these different shifts that happened. So you've got, how many, are there, 5 hour shifts?
They're 12 hour shifts.
Okay. Well, when you've got a lot of drugs in your body, you don't know what.
Well, and then they come in the PAPRs and stuff, you know, it's hard to recognize who you're talking to because they're all covered up. And I mean, I gotta tell you, it's been a really tough 3 years. I mean, even just walking in the hospital with masks on, trying to do business and talk with somebody, have a conversation, and you can't see their face, it's very disarming for me.
And let me just also say about Casey and COVID and how all that played out. So he started as CEO of the hospital about 5 or 6 years ago, so barely had his feet under him.
Right.
And then we walked into COVID.
Right.
Well, we did the car fire first.
So he, I mean, right. The fact that we have all of these wonderful things that we've been able to talk to about today is, first of all, incredible, but I also think unique that all of that was able to play out under a new leader at the time, and it continues to thrive.
Right,
I mean,
and we have
we have a good team too, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you're only as good as your team, but you also have to have good leadership in place. But
he lets us do our thing.
But how long was it that the hospital where you couldn't have visitors, didn't that go on for like a year and a half?
A couple years,
And that was hard for people to heal.
And then actually, I believe they just sent out a message from CDPH that masks will go away in hospitals the 4th of April, I think, or something like that. But people who didn't get the flu shot still have to wear the mask till the 30th.
So you still have to carry your card.
So we're... There's a little button on your thing. Yeah. But, for us, I just can't wait for just got
to see smile. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what kind of fibers are in those masks we've been wearing all this time or whatever. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, I get what you're saying.
I'm just tired of wearing it. You know?
Yeah. But when you're a communicator.
Yeah.
The facial expressions, the teeth, the mouth.
That's right.
All of that is how you interpret, many of us, how you interpret a conversation, where it's going, how it's feeling.
Yep.
You can't just be sonic and just look at the eye. So it's an all around thing. So that's been really difficult. And there's been a lot of, we'll find out the studies and what's happening with kids and how they were not in a position to be able to learn. But on a positive note here, we've had just the most incredible hour. Lynn-Ann Foster, thank you for all that you do. You always have. You are like the best person in this position. Your cheery disposition, your can-do, always available, always gracious. I mean, Casey, you have a golden apple here. And Casey, with your leadership at Shasta Regional Medical Center and all that, you know, I can only expound that what you have done for me on a personal and your organization on a personal note and how you cared for me in a time of crises. So
pleasure.
I'm always there for you thank you so much for all that you do in the community. We appreciate you so much and we encourage everybody to go on to ShastaRegional.com and go in. There's a wonderful in-depth,
there's a lot of good information.
Yeah, lots of there. Yeah, 5-star recipient.
A great job putting that together.
Thanks for being with us today. Make it a great day.
More to come.
And like Carl says, I'll see you Saturday night at the Turtle.